Okay, today's daf is in Moed Katan Yud Zayin. We're going to pick it up at the bottom of Tes Zayin Amud Beis, the introduction of a long group of Amoraim. Amar Rabbi Tanchum Bereid Rav Chia Ish Kfar Akko, Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Amar Rabbi Simloi Va'amri La, Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Amar Rabbi Huna Va'amri La, Amar Rav Huna Lechudei. Okay, long chain of transmission. Top of now Yud Zayin, Talmid Shenida Lechvoido Niduyo Nidui. If a Talmud, meaning here the Rebbe, put somebody into Nidui because it was an insult to his own dignity, not because the person did some other type of Avera, so then that stands. Titan, like we're in a Brisa, Menudu L'Rav, Menudu L'Talmud. Because if the Rebbe puts him into Nidui, so he's also in Nidui for the Talmud. Menudu L'Talmud ain't a Menudu L'Rav, but it doesn't work reciprocally. If the Talmud puts the person into Nidui, so he's not, the Rav is not behaving towards him with that. The digs like this: the Rav who de'ena menuda, ha the kuli alma menuda. It's only for the Rebbe that it's not is not into nidu, but for everybody else he is. That implies that this Talmud's nidu is good. So he wants to work it out. Lamai, what's the details over here? So even mili d'shmaya, if you're talking about something, you know, like the idea of veras, it's a heavenly thing, mitzvos. So in that case, ein chachma ve'ein tivuna ve'ein eitzah neged Hashem. Right, there's no cheshbonos over here. So the guy did an averus, then why shouldn't he be a nidui for the Rebbe as well? So elav, it must be the chvod atzmo. Must be the pshat is in the case that where the was talking to the Talmud put the guy into nidui because of his own dignity, right? And because the word of nechil Hashem involved, and that would apply to the Rebbe as well. So Omar Rabbi Yosef, Tzurim Mirbonim, Avidina Lenashe, Vemilsa de Psikole. So a Talmud Chacham is allowed to work out the din for himself if he's certain about it. He doesn't have to first go to a Beis Din and have the case decided for him, right? So then the same would apply. If someone else is being disrespectful to him, then he can go on his own and put the person into Nidui. Now Gemara tells a story about Hahu Tzurim Mirbonim. There was a particular person, and it doesn't give his name. The Havi Snu Shmuane. There was a certain Shmua, a bad reputation about him. Some of the Rishonim learned that he acted inappropriately with Arias or something like that. Maybe it was a remiss that Gemara's going to have later on. But Shmua Ra went out about him. There was a bad reputation. So Amr of Yehuda, Hechili Avit. So what are we going to do? Well, how are we going to respond to this? The Shamte, if we're going to put him into Shamta, right, excommunication, Tzrichele or Bon, they need him. He's a big Talmud Chacham. He's doing a virus, but the Lamaisi, he knows his stuff. That'll be a tzad to not do anything. On the other hand, Lo Shamta, we're not going to put him into Shamta, so Ka Mischil Shma, the Shma, he's making Chil Hashem. There's people talking about him. So Amale Rabo Barbar Chana, Rabbi Huda said to him, to Rabbi Rechana, have you heard anything about this case? What to do? So Amalei, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This is what Rabbi Yochanan said. My dichsi, what's the puzzle key? Kisipsi kohen yishmiru das b'torah yivakshu m'pihu kimalach Hashem tzavakosu. Right? Person's the lips of the kohen, right? Keep the knowledge, and then you should seek Torah from him. Im doim harav l'malach Hashem, if the Rebbe looks to you like he's a malach, so in that case he's wonderful, he's amazing. Yevak shu Torah mipiv, then you should seek Torah from his mouth. Ve'im lav, and if not, then al yevak shu Torah mipiv. So don't. So even if he's knowledgeable, but he's not, he doesn't behave like a malach does. So then what's it called? Then don't learn Torah from him. I heard of Shechter once say, I forget the name, who he said it over, one of the European Rebbeim wanted to say, Al Pidrush, that just like, you know, here the Rebbe has to look like a Malach. So too, we don't know too much about Malach, and we shouldn't really try to delve too much into the personal lives of our Rebbeim and prying them for details. So that's what Shechter once said over. But okay, so, but here you see from this that if the person is not behaving appropriately, don't learn Torah from him. He might be a big Talmud Chacham, but Afal Pichem. So based on this, so Shamte Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda put that person, that Talmud Chacham, into Shamte. With Sof, and at the end, Ichalish Rav Yehuda. So then at the end, meaning after some time passed, Rav Yehuda got sick, he was about to die. So Osu Rabbonim LaShayulibe. So all the Rabbonim came to ask how he's doing. For Osu Ihu, this guy also, Nami Behadai, this this rabbi also came with him. Sakar Chazi Rav Yehuda Chiech, and Rav Yehuda saw him, he laughed. So Omer Leis, this man who had been ostracized, said to him, "Lo mistayich deshamte lahu gavra el achuchi nami chayech bi." It's not a bad. He speaks to himself in third person. That man, meaning you put me into, you excommunicated me. Now you're laughing at me. So Omer Leis, Rav Yehuda, and says back to him, "La b'didoch." I'm not laughing at you. Ella, dechi azlina hahu alma bedicha da asoi da fil gaver kavasoch lo chanifale. I'm so happy. I'm going to the next world, and I didn't even have chanifa. I didn't flatter a person like you, but instead I acted according as the halacha does, and I treated you fairly. So that's why I'm smiling. I'm happy with myself. So amale. So he says to him, lo mistayich deshamte lahu gaver elachuchi nami chayich bi. I'm sorry, let me go back. Noch nafshid Rav Yehuda. Yeah, I'm sorry, that's what I'm up to. So what's it called? Rav Yehuda passed away, right? So also the Bei Midrasha, Amalahu, Shuli. So he went down to the Chachamim, Beis Medrash, and says, now you should be matir and take this away from me. So Amalei, Rabbanon, Gavr dechashiv ki Rav Yehuda, Lecha hocha delishrei loch. There's no person as great, as eminent as Rav Yehuda who'll be able to take you out. Ella, what do you have to do? Zil go legabe de Rav Yehuda nesia. The grandson of Rav Yehuda Hanasi was called Rav Yehuda Nesiyot, right? Rishvlach, but he's in Eretz Yisrael. He can release you. So Oz Lekayme, so he goes to Rav Yehuda Nesiyah. Amalei, Rav Ami. So Rav Yehuda Nesiyah sends him to Rav Ami. Pukayim Bedine, go look into his case, examine it. What's the deal? Imi boy the Mishrele Sharei. And if it is necessary to take him out, then release him on my behalf. Iain Rabbi Ami Bedine. So Rabbi Ami was Ma'ayin. He looked, examined his case, saw the Mishrele, and he thought at first he's going to release him. Almud Rib Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Al Ragla Va'omer. So Rib Shmuel, then he stands up and says, Umash Shivcha Shal Beis Rebbe. What about by the Shivcha, the maidservant in the house of Rebbe, Rabbi Huranasi, Lanagur Chacham Kalos Roish Beni Duya Shoshanim, when she put somebody into Nidui, they didn't take it lightly, and they kept the person for 3 years. Then was later on going to tell us what exactly the mice was that they're referring to here. But for her, for the Shifch of Rebbe, they took it seriously. Yehuda Chavreinu, meaning Rav Yehuda, our Chavir, our colleague, Al Achas Kam Vakama. We have to take his word seriously, and not take this guy out. Amrav Zera, my dekam unto osa ha'idno hay saba be midrasha. So what caused this saba, this elder, Shmuel bar Nechmeni? Why do you come to Beis Medrash right punk today? Delo kama shane lo osa. For many years he didn't come. Now we're talking about this whole thing, and he comes. So Shema mino, he sees us like a hashkacha over here. Lo mi boy le mishrile. You see that in Shemaim they don't want us to be to release this person. Lo shrole. So therefore they didn't. So he went out. Rav Ami did not release him, and he was crying. He went out in tears. Asa zibura, a wasp came, utrake aamte, and it stung him. Some learn the Ami here means hand. Others learn it was remiss to his aver, his male organ. So that's like mida kenega mida, because he acted inappropriately. That was what his whole fault was in the beginning, according to some Rishonim. So shchiv, and the guy died. See, Iluhu Lama'arta de Chaside. They wanted to put him into a cave where the Chasidim, the very pious people, they're buried. Voki blew up. A snake appeared and like blocked it and would not let him in. One has different stories like this in other Masechtas. So Ilumarto de Dayon. They wanted to put him in the cave where the Dayonim, where the judges are, Viki Bluhu. And therefore that was allowed, that was accepted, that's where he was buried. So Lamaisi, he had a Bekavdik burial, but not by the Chasidim. So my time, why did they put him in here if he really was in the excommunicated? So the Avik Rabbi Eloi, because he followed the opinion of Rabbi Eloi, the time like we're in the Braisa, Rabbi Eloi Omer. Im roa adam shiitzro mizgabir alot. If a person sees that his yitzahara is just, you know, it's overpowering him. He can't overcome it. So then what should he do? Yelech lemakam she'ein makirno. So you go to a place where nobody knows you. V'yilbash shchorim. You put on black. These atef shchorim, and you wrap your head in black as if you're in a velus. Maybe that's going to like be machnia your yitzahara. But if it doesn't, therefore you're in a place where no one knows you, and you're dressed all in black. V'yasemash li b'chafetz. You should do what your heart desires in private. But don't make a chil Hashem in public. So that's what happened with this particular Talmud Chacham. He did sin. He did it privately, and he did it in a way that didn't result in a chil Hashem. So that's why he was able to go into this Ma'arta de Dayonim, to this cave of the Dayonim. And someone once told me years and years ago, from the Kotzk Rebbe, a totally different vort in this Gemara, what should you do if a person has a Yetzer? I mean, not a Yetzer the way the Gemara learns, Pshad, the Gemara says, wants to be Yetzer Hara. What a person wants to, has a Yetzer, like a desire just to do a tremendous act of hislavus, right? But everyone's going to make fun of him. Says Yelich Lamachkom Shein Makirno. So, right, go to a place where no one's going to notice you, right? V'asim Ashli B'chafetz. Then you can act for front over there, where no one's going to make fun of you. They don't know who you are. They're going to do it. That's not Pshat in the Gemara, but it's a cute idea. The person should, you know, sometimes they feel self conscious. You know, what am I going to do if I start acting in such a way? I start chuckling during davening, whatever, fill in the blank. But if I behave in that, these types of external movements, people are going to make fun. I mean, go through, no one knows you. No one will know you, and then you can do what your heart, because deep down every Jew wants to do the Ratzon of Hashem. Okay, so now the Gemara goes back and says, Shifcha shel beis Rebbe Mahi. What was this case they made a kav chomer from that they can't take lightly when put into the shamber? The amso de bei Rebbe, the maidservant of Rebbe, chazise lahuga v'dahave machi livno gadol. Saw a man who was hitting his older son. Amra, she said to him, "Lahave hahu gavra b'shamto." This person should be put into excommunication. Why? Dikaover mishum v'lifnei ive lotin michshol. You're putting a stumbling block in front of your son. He's old enough to hit back, and now you're hitting him. He's going to want to. Tetanya v'lifnei ive lotin michshol b'mak livno gadol hakosim medaber. We're talking about when a parent who hits an adult son, the son's going to get angry. Maki aviv. It's a huge avera. So the father was guilty of this. When the maidservant saw the adult father hitting his son, she's the one who put him she excommunicated him. They took it for 3 years until the chachamim let him out. Similar case, Reish Lakish, having menatir pardesa. He was guarding a pardesa, what's it called, an orchard for payment. Also, hugavra v'ka'achya te'ene. And someone came and started eating the figs that are growing there. Rama be'kala, so Reish Lakish yelled at him. V'lo ashkich be'v, the guy is a ganav, he doesn't pay attention. So Amr, so when he saw he's yelling at him, he doesn't stop. Reish Lakish said, "Lehevi hahu gavra b'shamta." That man, you, the thief, should be put into, you should be excommunicated. So Amalei Adarabah, the ganav had a chutzim, says back, "No, lehevi hahu gavra b'shamta. You, Reish Lakish, you should be put into shamta." Im mamon is chayavti loch. If really I'm chayav you mamon, I ate the figs without permission, I stole them. Nidu min is chayavti loch. Am I chayav to be put into excommunicated? And then he leaves. So now, Reish Lakish also lebei medrash. He goes to the base medrash to find out what's the din. Amr lahu leis. They said to him, Shalo, your Shalom, I'm sorry, no, Shalom is him. What he said about you, Nidui, that's a real Nidui. Shalchab, what you said to him, ain't a Nidui. That's not a real Nidui. So he was correct, and Reish Lakish, you shouldn't have put him into Nidui for this. My Tekante, so now what's the Takana? How are you going to fix this? Zeal Lagabe Lishvilach. So the Chacham Beis Medrash told Reish Lakish, go to him and he'll take you out. Reish Lakish said, "Lo yadano, I don't know who it was." So Amalei, in that case, you don't know who put you into Nidui. Zil legabe nesia de lishvilach. Go to the nasi; he'll take you out. Titania, niduhu ve'ina yodea min nidahu. If you put him in, they don't know who did it. Yelich itzel nasi v'yatilo niduyo, and the nasi will take you out. So Amar Rav Huna beusha hiskino. They made a special takana in Usha. Av Beis Din Shesorach. If the head of the Beis Din sinned, Ein Minadino. So we don't put him into Nidui. Ela Omer, we say to him, Hikave Veshev Beveisecho. Take your cover and stay at home. Pasuk in Malachim Beis. Chazur Vesorach. Meaning, like, preserving your dignity, you should stay at home, resign your position, and don't make any more public appearances. Chazur Vesorach. He goes again. Minadino. So then you put him into Nidui. Mipnei Chil Hashem. Because people think that he got spared his correct punishment just because he had a very high position. Uplied Reish Lakish. Now, this is a machlokes with what Reish Lakish holds. To Om Reish Lakish, Tamen Chacham Shesorech. If you have a Tamen Chacham who does an Aveira, Eimen Adonai Sobe for Hesed. You don't put him into Nidoy in public. Shne'mar, V'chashalta Hayoim, V'chashal Gam, Novi, Imcho Laila. You'll fall in the day, and the Navi is going to fall with you and the nighttime. So the way Rish Lakish darshins is, if a Navi or any other important person does an Aveira, Kasehu Kalaila. It should be covered up like the night, and you don't punish the person in public. Marzutra Chasido, Kimechayim Tzubim Rabban and Shamta, with Marzutra, he was a big chosid, very big pious person. So if somebody else, the Tzubim Rabban was Chayiv, so Bereisha first, Mishamis Nafshi, he put himself into excommunicate him. The Hada Mishamis Ladide, and then he do the Talmud Chacham. Kihave Ayel Beushpizo, and then we get home to his. To his house, who's going to sleep for the night, Shari Lei Benafshe, first, then he would take himself out of the excommunication, Behadr Shari Lei Ledide, and then he would take out the other Talmud Chacham, right, as a way of respect. Amar Rav Gidel Amar Rav, Talmud Chacham Menade La'atzmo, Umeifi La'atzmo, so Talmud Chacham put himself in, and he could take himself out. Amar Rav Papa, Tesei Li Delosh Shemite Tzuvim Mi Rabbonim Mi Olam. I should get schar for the fact I never put the Talmud Chacham. I never put him into Nidoy. Elakam Mechayiv Tzuvim Mi Rabbonim Shamta. Sorry, not Nidoy, Shamta. So then Hechiyovit. So then, what would they do? So Kiha De Marava. They did like they did in Marava in Eretz Yisrael. Mimnu Anagida of the Tzuvim Mi Rabbonim Velo Mimnu Ashamta. So they'd give Malkus, but they didn't put him into Shamta, meaning that was the preferred course, was to give Malkus to the Talmud Chacham. Someone asks now, we're talking about Shamta, what is it? My Shamta, what is the word excommunication? It's a hard word to translate, but what does it mean? So Amar Rav, Sham Misa. Shamta is like a contraction of the words, there will be death. Right, a very serious thing. Kills a person. Shmulama Shmama Yehiya. It'll be desolate, right? It'll be totally like wiped out. Umahanya be kiticha tichayo betanura. And it stays on like the fat that's you smear on the inside of an oven. Just like there's some fat's always going to be absorbed into the walls of the oven, so too some aspect of this curse that's contained in the Shamta will continue to stick to the person even after it's been taken out. A plea to Reish Lakish, this is against Reish Lakish holds, Dom Reish Lakish, Kishem, Shenichnes, Menasayim, Varboim, Shmona, Evarim, just like goes into all 248 Evarim, 240 limbs, Kachashi Yotza, when it goes out, Yotza, Mimasayim, Varboim, Shmona, Evarim, goes out of all 248, so there's no Roshim, there's nothing left. Kishi Nichneses, right, how do you see Reish Lakish's hint? When it goes in, Dichsiv, V'haisa ha'ir cherem. The city will be cherem, will be cursed. The pasuk in by Sefer Yehoshua. Cherem is the Gematria, Masayim Varbayim Shmona Havu. It's cherem, ches is 8, resh is 200, the mem is 40. So the whole glatch is 248 of cherem. Kishiyotza, when it comes out, Dichsiv, Beroges Rachim Tizkor. So Rachim is the Gematria, Ha'achiyavi. It's also the same Gematria. So Shachar pointed out that this is a very serious thing. It's not just a cute little, the way he said, like a Chassidus Shavart. This is a real din, that when a person dies, if they're still in Cherem, we assume it was the Cherem that killed them, even though it was 20 years ago. But it's a curse. It's a Cherem is really a curse that it should go into all 240 limbs of the person. They should drop dead. Amar of Yosef, Shidei Shamto Agnuvto de Kalba. So put it onto the tail of a dog, the ihi dide avdo, and then it'll do its work on its own. Where is this dog? The story. Dahu kalb dehave achil masane de rabbanim. There was a dog that was going around eating up the shoes of the rabbanim. They didn't know who was doing it. Visham tule. So they put the whoever they put into shamta. The isli be nura be gnuvte. Then the dog's tail, caught fire on it, right? Vachalte, and it got burned up. So it shows that this shamta takes place, it has a harmful effect even on a dog. Hu alama the haviko mitzayile hahu tzur mirbonim. There's a very big, we'll call him a tough guy, mafia, a very strong person, like a violent person who's causing a lot of tsaras to a Talmud Chacham. Also the time of the Rav Yosef. So Talmud Chacham came to Rav Yosef. Amalei, Zil Shamte. Yosef told him, go put him into Shamte. So Amalei, Mistafina Minei, I'm afraid of him. He's gonna make things even worse for me. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yosef says to him, Shkile Peticha. A Peticha, the way the Gaonim learned, this was like a certain, you know, shtar they used to write that the person was being, refusing, like I'm like a Siruv, like nowadays. So take this, Shkile Peticha Alei, right? Write it out against him. He says, what do you mean? I can't do that. I can't write out a thing against him. Kol shegehin demestafina minei. I'm even more afraid of him like that. So Amalei, shakle achase bekada. You want to take the thing, put it into a jug, which on the top of Amad Beis. Vachase bekivre. Go put it into the Beis Kavoros. Vekari be alfa shepure ba'arboim yomim. And I want you to blow shofar like 1,000 times. 1,000 shofar blasts for 40 days. So he went and he did this. Pakakada, the jug broke. Umis alma, and then alom, the violent person died. Mai shipure. So why do you blow shofar when this? So the shofar has the same roots, the pei and the reish, shenif ra in mimenu, because they exacted punishment from him. My tavra, what's the reason why do you blow like a broken shofar blasts when you do this? So Amrav Yitzchak Bereid Rav Yehuda Tavre Bate Rome. It breaks Bate Rome, like tall houses, like skyscrapers. It's even the person who's whole, big and strong, tall and mighty, they'll be brought down by a cherem. Titanias, we learned in a braisa. Amrav Yishimon Ben Gamliel Kol Makom Shenasnu Chachamim Einehem. Any place where the Chachamim set their eyes, they're angry about a particular person. O Misa, O Oni. Either Misa, death is going to happen, or poverty. Okay, now we go back to, that's the end of like the Nidui Sugyas. Going back now to, we learned in the Mishnah. They're allowed to get the haircut. Boy Mine, Rabbi, I'm going to get the haircut on Cholamoid, right? So Boy Mine, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Merev Zera. Bishlo Hayelahem Panoi. What's the din? If he didn't have time beforehand, is that when they're allowed to get the haircut on Chol Moed? Oh, Dilma, no. Af Bishlohayelahem Panoi. If they had time to do it, and they didn't, so still they could get the haircut on Chol Moed. So Amalei says to him, Tanena, we learned already the answer to your question in Abraisa. Kol Elisha Amru Mutarin Legaleich Bimoid. Anyone in the Chazal allowed to get a haircut on Chol Moed, Bishlohayelahem Panoi. That's they didn't have time beforehand. Of a Hayelahem Panoi, but they had time beforehand, so it's a surim, they can't get a haircut. Nazir Mitzora. But however, the Nazir and the Mitzora, Afa Pisha Hayelahem Panoi, even for them, they did have time beforehand, Mutarin, they're still allowed to get a haircut. Shloyashu Kobanu Sehen. Because all of them to delay bringing their korbanos, right? The Nazir and the Mitzora, you have to get the haircut before they bring their korbanos. And if they're not allowed to get the haircut, they're not going to bring the korbanos in the right time. Ton we learned in a braisa, HaKohen v'ha'ovel mutarin b'giluach. A Kohen and an Ovel is allowed to get a haircut on Chol Moed. The high Ovel, hey Chidomis. What's the case of an Ovel that's allowed to get a haircut? So Elaim, you're going to tell me? Again, Elaim always introduces an answer that's going to be rejected. Shechal Shmini Shalo Be'erev HaRegel. If the 8th day of his Avelis happened on Erev Yantiv, say Boyle Legeluche Be'erev HaRegel. He should have gotten his haircut then when the more, you know, strict things don't apply. El Shechal Shmini Shalo Lios B'Shabbos Erev HaRegel. So it must have been where the 8th day of his Avelis came out on Shabbos, and that was Erev Yantav, so he couldn't have gotten his haircut on Erev Yantav in this case. So he bought Leila Galuche Erev Shabbos. Well, that's the case, he should have gotten his haircut on Friday, right? The Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Ravina Bar Shela, Halacha Ka Abishol, Halacha Ka Abishol, Umodim Chachamim La Abishol, Bishachal, Shmini Shalol, Lihios, Bishabbos, Erev Haregel, Shemot La Galeach, Be Erev Shabbos. So Abishol had a din that he holds that you can almost so we double dip. We say Mixas Hayom Kakula both by the Shiva, the one they can count for the end of Shiva and the end of Shloshim. So therefore that if it came out like this, then the Yom Tov would break both of them, right? Lo tzricha, no, Gemara says it's no. You needed this brisa for a different case. Shechal shvi'i shelo lios b'shabbos erev haregel. The case is where the 7th day of his avelis comes out on a Shabbos, that's erev yantav. In that case, we're not going to cut now on Friday, because Friday is only the 6th day of avelis, right? So in that case, that's when we allow the oval to, in fact, get the haircut on Cholamoy. Tanabara, Bora is like a brisa, right? Brisas are things that the Bora means outside. So a brisa was something that's left outside, it wasn't made part of the Mishnayos. So not a Bora sover, like Abba Shaul. The author of our brisa holds like Abba Shaul, right? The Amr Mitzvah Sayom Kekula, because part of the day has legal status like the whole day. V'yom Shvi'i Olalo Lakan Lakan. And on the seventh day, you can count it both. And we just said a minute ago, it can count both as the last day of the Shiva, and it can also count as the first day of Shloshim, right? So then, according to Alt's Dini Avelis, he's allowed to get a haircut, right? The cave into Shabbos, Habib, aye, but it's Shabbos, then Onus, who it's an Onus, therefore we allow him to get the haircut during a Chol HaMoed. Tana Didon, but our Mishnah, that was the Brice, the Mishnah saw the look at Rabbanon. They don't argue, they don't hold from Abba Shaul, they hold like the Rabbanon. Now, they say, Lo Amrin, the Mixes of Yom Kekula, we don't use the rule of Mixes of Yom Kekula, part of the account like the whole thing. Fakati lo Shlim, Avelus to Shiva, and he hasn't really completed his full Shiva, right? And therefore, he's not allowed to get a haircut even after the Yom Tov is over. He has to wait till the Shloshim is over. Hi, Kohen Hechidamis. Now, Gemara asks, well, that was the oval case. What's the case about the Kohen? If you can tell me that he finished his Mishmar on Erev Yom Tov, he should have gotten his hair cut then. No, it's different for the following case. Deshlim Mishmarto Beregel. Right, he finished it during the week. Tan Didon Sover, he holds. It's like a Mishnah in Sukkah. Nunhei. Kevan Ditznan Bishlosha Prokin Bishana Hayekol Mishmaros Shavos Be'emure Haragolim Michluki Lechem Haponim. The same by they share everything for Lechem Haponim, they share all the Korbanos. Kiman Lo Shlim Mishmarto Beregel Dami. He's like one who didn't complete his Mishmar on the Yom Tov. Tana Borisov, and then author the Brisa holds Afal Gad the Shaykh Bahanach Mishmaros, even though that there he belongs to one of the other Mishmaros, Mishmarte Miha Shlimale. His own Mishmar he did complete, so he is allowed to cut his hair. Okay. Tan Rabbanim learned in a Brisa. Kol Elisha Amru Mutarin Lagalech Bemoed Mutarim Lagalech Bemei Evelon. Anyone who allowed they can take a haircut on Chol HaMoed because they were unable to do so beforehand, so I was allowed to get a haircut on Avelis if they were unable to do so beforehand. I've had Tanya Surin, but we got another Bryce, it's Osir. You can't get a haircut. Amarav Chizda, Amarav Shela, Kitanya, Hocha Mutarin, Bishet Kafuhu Avela. So when you had one after another in succession, the person was like chayav to do two things, one after the other, and he's unable to endure for such all the restrictions for such a long time period. Someone says, okay, that's why they let him cut his haircut. Ikshetakafuhu Evelov, my area kol Eile Shamru. So if that's the case, so why did he go through all these other cases? I feel the kuli amanami, right? This hetter should apply to everybody, not only those who were unable not to get one beforehand. Titania, takafuhu evelov zeacher zeh, hichbid saaro, mekel batar, mechabes ksuso b'mayim. Right? If you had, we'll call it like a back-to-back avelis, one after the other, so your hair gets long, right? So you can cut the hair with a razor, you can wash your clothing in water. It's just, you know, it's very suffering to not to get a haircut for so long, not to wash his clothes. We said on this braisa, Omer of Chizda, betar. You could do it with a razor, velo mispar, but not with scissors. B'mayim, you could wash the clothes with water, velo neser, velo ahal. Not you can't use neser is sodium carbonate. You can't use ahal is like soap, right? So the braisa is saying that you know if you couldn't do it beforehand, we don't let you do it in a normal way, you do it with a little kafshinui. So Amr of Chizda, Zosa Meris, this comes to teach us, we learn from here, that an avil is aser b'tichboses, that an avil is not allowed to do laundry. And the fact that we get them only, meaning we make this extenuating circumstance, but the only heter we give is not the complete heter, it's one with a shinui, so you see that really they shouldn't be doing it, but just because of this unfortunate circumstance back to back, then we lightened it. Later on, as the Gemara is going to explain, maybe someone will pick it up next time, when it says halacha kidivrei hamekel ba'avil, the whole idea about taking a lenient approach when it comes to many of the laws of Avelis. Okay, we'll stop here with the Tan Rabbanan. We'll pick it up next time.